Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Bombers with the football at their own 26-yard line. Bob, it finally feels like football weather down here. And I don't know if you remember, we'll go back a few years when we came down here and it was a hot, muggy night before they had the turf here. And I don't know how many Bombers were cramping up. Mark Haynes was the athletic director that night. And we got to laughing because we thought Mark was going to cramp up before it was over because he made so many trips out there on the field.
Well, that was the same night Kyle, my youngest son, was playing. He cramped up over here on the near sideline, and Kevin Plumley tried to help him up, and Kevin cramped up and fell right
that.
On top of him. And
they
looked like
that.
They were squirming around on top of each other. It was hilarious.
I forgot about that. Poor Mark. I mean, he ran 10
he
miles
did.
That night.
He was back, and all of them were on the far sideline.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lawson Stockton in, a quarterback from Mountain Home. We have seen Tabor kind of banged up a little bit in this second half.
Well, I think he took a shot to the right leg on that one of those last quarterback runs that he did. And he's
Well, Mount Home's going to turn it over. Sorrell with the carry this time. He's going to wind up fumbling the football, and Marion's recovered at the 35. Second turnover of the night by Mountain Home. So Sorrell reserves in for Mountain Home that time offensively, and the fumble.
And it looks like Marion will have a completely different unit in this time. Lots of kids getting some playing time.
10:27 left in the contest. Marion with the lead. Markell Wynn is at quarterback. He took a direct snap and scored earlier in the ball game. He's going to take this to the 30, a pickup of 5 on first down.
Markell Wynn.
Aldridge, who had 11 tackles last week against Jacksonville, makes another one here. We've called his name several times
tonight.
Yes,
we have, both on both sides of the football.
Braden Hayes is the running back behind Wynn, who fumbles the snap. Wynn picks it back up. He's going to run it. Starts right, cuts it back to the left. He's going to cut all the way back across the field, and he's going to be stacked up at about the 26-yard line. He'll pick up 4.
Well, he ran a long ways to pick up 4.
He did, but didn't he?
Considering that they fumbled the snap to begin with, it turned it into a pretty good positive play.
Third and a yard here for the Patriots. The give straight ahead to Hayes, and Hayes has a first down run. They're going to mark him at the 21-yard line to pick up a 5. .852 to play. Marion leads it 42-7. And the handoff, Hayes once again. Hayes into the secondary, and he's finally tackled inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line. Picks up 8 on first down. Down to 8:23 to play. Still a 4 wide receiver set, but pretty much just Hayes every play. He gets it again right up the gut. First down run. He's inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. Gains 5 on this carry.
Now they're not doing anything fancy. They're just running out up the middle, and you know,
yep.
It's up to us to stop them. I mean, they're not doing anything prohibitive or unsportsmanlike. They're just running the football with reserves
in there, yeah. Those young men practice as well. Yeah. You can't tell them not to do something. Hayes fighting his way to the 4-yard line, gains 4 here. And it's still pretty much the starting defense out there for Mountain Home right now. Second and goal from the 4. And Hayes gets it again. Hayes going to take it to the 2-yard line, picks up 2. So third and goal from the 2 here for Marion. Third and goal from the 2. Quarterback's going to keep it this time, and he barrels his way into the end zone for the touchdown. He met a defender at the goal line and drives him 3 yards into the end zone. It's Markell Wynn with his second touchdown run of the night. With 6:46 to play. Pieri in for another extra point attempt, and it's good. 49-7, our score. Marion with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
5:17 to play. Marion leads it 49-7. Here's the kickoff taken at the 11-yard line by Caden Williams and returns it to the 25. Pretty good return. Bobby talked earlier about the return men. Schwartz has done a good job. Caden Williams has as well, catching that kickoff and just going straight up the field.
Well, you got to get north and south with it. We didn't do a real good job blocking that time. We kind of lost our intensity, which is understandable. But, you know, that first kickoff return, we had a body on a body and got a real big return out of that time. We did some olaying and looking.
4:38 left. Tabor hobbled a bit in the second half, so it's Stockton that's in at quarterback. Austin gives it to Aldridge, who's in at fullback. He's going to pick up a yard to the 26. Second and 9 here for Mountain Home. Pope in the ball game. He's going to be lined up at the tight end on the left side. Stockton is going to keep it. A late pitch. And Sorrell, no gain on the play. Well played by the defense that time from Marion. It was Jimmy Campbell, the junior, out there that made the tackle. No gain on the play.
They did a good job stringing it out, making him run sideways and just run out of field. There wasn't anywhere to go. You got to turn it up, and that was all there was.
3:25 to play. Third and 9 here for Mountain Home. Stockton on the toss, coming in the near side. Sorrell with it, and he's across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Looks like 34 is where they'll spot him. Pickup of 8, so it's fourth and about a yard here for Mountain Home. Fourth and a yard coming up here for Mountain Home. They'll keep the offense out there with 2:45 to play. Cade Williams will split out wide to the left side now for Mountain Home. Ball spotted between the hashes, middle part of the field. Fourth and a yard. Can Mountain Home convert here? It's going to be Aldridge, and I believe he's got it.
They're going to give it to him.
It's a first down. That's Boje with the carry. That's the fourth down conversion by Mountain Home tonight.
You know, if you look at time of possession, you know, we've controlled the ball. We've snapped it a lot more than Marion has tonight.
Just under 2 minutes to play. Fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. And the ball given this time to the fullback, and Aldridge has it this time to the 40, a pickup of 5. Well, problem, the mesh point that time is Stockton. Aldridge kind of got tangled up, and Aldridge was still able to pick up 5 on the play. Second and 5 for Mountain Home. We're back home next week. Sylvan Hills comes to town. The Bears, last we saw, were losing to Jacksonville. Here's a counter play. Sorrells gets it, and he's going to take it to the 42, a pickup of 2. Bob, the first week of the season, Sylvan Hills beats Arkadelphia. Mm-hmm. Really opening some eyes around the state, thinking, wow.
Yes, it did.
But they haven't won since, and Arkadelphia hasn't won a game yet, which is just impossible to believe.
I looked at scores. Arkadelphia's ahead tonight, but, you know, they were picked to be one of the top teams in the state.
Yes.
And when Sylvan Hills beat them early, uh-huh, you think, oh, goodness, we traded Little Rock Hall for Sylvan Hills on their schedule.
Well, they haven't won a game since. They're sitting 1-5 and right now losing to Jacksonville. Here's Stockton keeping it on that option play. Turns it upfield, has a first down run right at midfield. They'll spot him at the 49 with a 7-yard pickup.
Nelson, good job that time of pulling it out and stepping around the corner and, you know, to the short side of the field. You got to turn it up, and, you know, that's really good to run it to the short side. It makes you turn it up because you're not going to outrun anybody.
Bomber's trying to hurry. 12 seconds on the clock. This will probably be the last play of the game. It's a handoff to Aldridge. Aldridge trying to break free. It takes 3 red jerseys to pull him down. They do at the 36-yard line, and that is it. It's a 15-yard gain for Aldridge, who played very well tonight after the injury to Junior Williams. That is going to do it. 49-7, our final score, as Marion gets the win. Postgame begins in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.